light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Emperor of All Maladies. A biography of cancer is a sweeping and deeply humane chronicle of an illness that has shaped medicine, science, and society for millennia. Siddhartha Mukherjee, an oncologist and researcher, braids clinical encounters with a riveting history of discovery, failure, and dogged progress. From ancient descriptions carved into papyri to the audacious war on cancer, the book maps how our understanding of malignancy evolved alongside surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and genomic science. It reads like a detective story and a biography at once, where the protagonist is not a person, but a shape-shifting disease that mirrors human ingenuity and limits. With clarity and empathy, the narrative demystifies complex biology while honoring patients and clinicians who challenged accepted wisdom. The result is a balanced portrait of hope, tempered by realism, showing how prevention, treatment, and basic science converge to extend lives and reframe what victory against cancer can mean. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a long arc of history and the war on cancer, Mukherjee traces cancer from its earliest records in ancient Egypt and classical medicine to the modern laboratory. He shows how early theories of black bile and imbalances yielded to cellular pathology and the realization that cancer arises from our own tissues. The story pivots in the 20th century with bold, often brutal interventions, such as the radical mastectomy, a surgical crusade that dominated breast cancer care before evidence tempered its reach. The narrative then follows Sidney Farber and the birth of chemotherapy, and the extraordinary advocacy of Mary Lasker, whose coalition building channeled public will into funding and legislation. This movement culminated in the 1971 National Declaration, popularly called the War on Cancer. Rather than a single decisive victory, the ensuing decades delivered incremental gains, infrastructure for trials, and a culture of big science. The book reframes that war as a campaign of sieges, retreats, and learning, where data outlasts dogma and endurance becomes strategy. Secondly, inside the disease, hallmarks, genes, and the tumor ecosystem, the biography dives into cancer as a biological process, not a monolith. Mutations activate oncogenes and disable tumor suppressors, unhinging the circuits that govern growth, death, and repair. The text explains foundational concepts such as multi-step carcinogenesis, where cumulative genetic hits tip cells toward malignancy. It brings key actors to life, including RAS, P53, and RB, and situates them within the hallmarks of cancer, such as self-sufficiency in growth signals, evasion of apoptosis, sustained angiogenesis, and metastatic spread. Equally important is the tumor microenvironment, a niche of blood vessels, immune cells, and connective tissue that can either restrain or abet a tumor. By weaving experiments, case histories, and laboratory lore, Mukherjee clarifies why cancer is both intimately human and maddeningly resilient. This lens helps readers see why cures are elusive, why resistance emerges, and why therapies that seem precise must still contend with a dynamic, adaptive ecosystem. Thirdly, chemotherapy, combination regimens, and the ethics of risk. The rise of chemotherapy began with antifolates in childhood leukemia, producing the first sustained remissions and an audacious new therapeutic ethos. From there emerged combination regimens such as VAMP for leukemia and MOP for Hodgkin disease, built on the logic that multiple drugs attacking distinct pathways might corner cancer before it adapts. These advances did not come without cost. The book chronicles toxicity, near-lethal dosing, and the ethical crucibles faced by physicians who balance desperation against evidence. Out of these dilemmas grew clinical trial culture, randomization, endpoints, and safeguards that now define oncology. The narrative honors pioneers who failed and tried again, and patients whose bravery underwrote modern protocols. It also dissects why some combinations triumphed while others faltered, emphasizing timing, dose intensity, and biologic rationale. Ultimately, chemotherapy is presented as both blunt instrument and indispensable foundation, a platform on which targeted agents and immunotherapies often rely. Fourthly, prevention, epidemiology, and the power of public health, Mukherjee argues that some of the greatest victories against cancer arose not at the bench or bedside, but in prevention. The epidemiologic case against tobacco, advanced by researchers like Dahl and Hill, and sealed by the 1964 Surgeon General report, stands as a landmark in saving lives. The book details how carcinogens in smoke initiate mutations, and how policy, taxation, and cultural change can cut incidence more effectively than any drug. Screening emerges as a nuanced tool. Pap smears transform cervical cancer outcomes through early detection of precancerous lesions, while mammography demands careful interpretation to avoid overdiagnosis and overtreatment. The text also addresses viral oncogenesis, notably human papillomavirus and hepatitis B, and the promise of vaccination. Diet, environment, and occupational exposures receive a critical, evidence-first treatment. Taken together, this section reframes control of cancer as a societal project, where informed choices and policy can alter risk at scale. Lastly, genomics, targeted therapy, and the tempered promise of precision. In its most forward-looking passages, the book follows genetic revelations to therapies that seem to read the vault of the malignant cell. Chronic myeloid leukemia becomes a parable of precision when the BCR-ABL fusion is drugged by imatinib, transforming a once lethal disease into a largely manageable condition. Breast cancers overexpressing HER2 yield to trastuzumab, and other targets signal a new era of rational design. Yet the narrative refuses simple triumphalism. Tumors evolve, pathways crosstalk, and resistance emerges through secondary mutations or cellular plasticity. Whole genome sequencing and molecular profiling illuminate heterogeneity within and between tumors, suggesting that precision medicine is a moving target rather than a static solution. The book highlights the need for combination strategies, adaptive trials, and integration with immunologic approaches. Precision is celebrated as progress with boundaries, valuable not because it ends the struggle, but because it sharpens the questions we can ask and the tools we can deploy. In conclusion, this book is essential for patients and caregivers seeking clarity, for clinicians and trainees who want context for daily decisions, and for curious readers who value stories where science and humanity meet. It offers a realistic map of where oncology has been and where it is going, making it a wise companion during a diagnosis or a thoughtful guide for policy and research debates. The value to life is practical and moral. You gain vocabulary to ask better questions, perspective to navigate risk and benefit, and a grounded sense of hope that honors uncertainty. Choose this book over others because it marries literary craft to scientific rigor, spans the laboratory, clinic, and legislature, and respects readers with nuance rather than slogans. Its Pulitzer-recognized synthesis ensures depth without losing compassion, helping you understand cancer not as a single enemy, but as a complex story that you can meet with knowledge and agency. If you would like to support Siddhartha Mukherjee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.